Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about SERS versus VERS, the impact on aging HDB flat. I know at this junction, some of you here will be wondering, why I have so many unique topics to talk about, as though I'm taking out rabbits one after another from my magic bag. Well, I'm equally surprised too. Maybe it's through my daily observation of the property market. That is why this channel doesn't only cover new homes, but also include resale private properties in general, HDB flats, landed properties, and anything under the sun that involves real estate. I know some of you here are even secretly watching my videos in class since lessons have started in uni. Hey, you all must pay attention in class, okay? Anyway, I'm glad that you guys find my video educational. If I enrich your knowledge, I think I will have value add the real estate industry in my small, humble way. Anyway, I'll be discussing the impact of SERS and VERS on aging flats. Is there a way out for older HDB flats? When will it announce? Can I still afford to wait? This topic is related to policy and is a very sensitive topic. Hence, I will trend this video with care. Without further ado, let's go into the uncertainty. If you can still recall my earlier video on the selective on-block redevelopment scheme, where is the next lobang? I'll share what is SERS. SERS is an HDB initiative to rejuvenate older housing estates. If you are a SERS resident, you will get the opportunity to move to a new home with a fresh 99 years lease and continue living close to your current neighbors. SERS flats owners will also be given a package comprising compensation and rehousing benefits. HDB has commenced 81 SERS projects so far. The first SERS took place in 1995 in Tiong Bahru, and the last being the controversial Ang Mo Kio SERS exercise. Many Singaporeans have benefited from SERS. They are offered replacement flats by HDB at heavily subsidized price. This is akin to a financial windfall upon MOP. That is why many SERS owners all what. I am very sure many of you here will ask if my flats is eligible for SERS. Well, what I can share with you here is that SERS is likely in a very classified department within HDB. These are the business development unit that I used to work in for a listed property developer. It's top secret. What we do, which piece of land we are studying to placing of bids are always shoulder in secrecy. This is something most people will be interested in. Where is the next SERS? Seriously, I also don't know. I can only speculate the next one will be in Chin Sui Road as mentioned in my earlier SERS video. There are 11 blocks bounded by CTE and Havelock Road. The road names surrounding this small estate are York Hill, Jalan Minyak to Jalan Kukuk. Most of these flats are rented flats with only a handful being resale 2 to 3 room flats. But wait, what if you don't stay in such a location and hope your aging flat will be the next in queue? Here, let me do some reverse engineering and see if I can find any telltale sign from past SERS exercise. Let me use the last SERS exercise in Ang Mo Kio Avenue 3. There are many speculations as to why the flats in this area were chosen. Let us turn back the clock. Back on 25th January 2019, the Land Transport Authority announced the alignment and station location for Phase 1 of the Cross Island Line. CRL 1 is 29 km long and comprises 12 stations from Aviation Park to Bright Hill. This will serve residents and industrial areas such as Loyang, Tampines, Pasir Ris, Defu, Hougang, Serangoon North and Ang Mo Kio. Back on 7 April 2022, HDB announced SERS for these 4 blocks. Why? There is always speculation that the authority may build another MRT station on this site as an interchange to link to Travis Stock MRT station along Ang Mo Kio Avenue 3. Even so, I'm quite doubtful about that. I can only assume that this site will likely be used for high-rise housing to be aligned with the Land Transport Master's Plan 2040 to have more homes near MRT stations. Moreover, when an MRT station is built, it must not only benefit private owners staying in Serangoon Garden, but also the general public. This is good public policy. This is the same for 8 flats on the West Coast that were picked for sales way back in 2016. Nobody knows why they were selected back then. Moreover, lift upgrading was done just a decade ago. This is a location that is surely not in anyone's mind. Fast forward to today, the secret is unveiled. the upcoming West Coast MRT station along the Cross Island Line that was unveiled on 20 September 2022 is the answer. This station is sitting on the former Tanglin Secondary School. Currently, the school has been demolished and site work has commenced. The affected serf flats are located nearby. That is why the authority announced servers, acquire your flat, compensate you promptly and relocate you to your replacement flats. Then they unveil their great plans. Similarly, the serf sites will likely be used for high-rise housing. Going forward, if you are holding on to aging HDB flats released from 1980s, 1970s or even 1960s, you might be wondering, will my aging flat with a remaining lease of less than 50 years be right for sales? Such flats are found all around Singapore, from Bukit Merah, Clementi, Bedok, Eunos, Ang Mo Kio, Toa Payoh, Whampoa, Circuit Road to even Marsiling. Unless you can predict where is the next upcoming MRT station or major redevelopment plans like in Tanglin Halt, then you should continue to hold on dearly to them. But what if its lease continue to shorten with each year? Will your HDB flat value continue to surge or even maintain with more BTO flats flooding the market? Will your lease even run out one fine day? No worry, our government has big plans for you. This is known as VERS. What is VERS? It means the Voluntary Early Redevelopment Scheme. It's part of the government effort to renew our older housing estates. Under both SERS and VERS scheme, the government take back flats before the end of the lease in order to revitalize estate with new development to meet the need of future generation. For SERS, the journey starts when your precinct is chosen for redevelopment via compulsory acquisition. SERS is a highly selective scheme limited to precinct with high redevelopment potential. To date, most of the sites with high redevelopment potential have already been selected for SERS, and we do not expect many more sites to be eligible. As our HDB towns get older, the government will need to stage redevelopment plans in older parts of towns. This is where VERS come in. They are reviewing VERS to facilitate the orderly redevelopment and rejuvenation of older HDB towns and estates. Unlike SERS, VERS is a voluntary scheme that will be offered to selected precincts with flats about 70 years old. Still confused? Let me summarize the difference between SERS and VERS. For SERS, HDB come and find you, you big what? You receive general housing and relocation package. For VERS to happen, owners staying in flats that are aged 70 or years will vote to decide if they want the government to take back their flats before the lease run out. Since you come and find Jing Hu, not they come and find you. As mentioned, the compensation will be less generous. More information will be announced in due course. When? I also don't know. What I only know is that the timeline to announce it will easily be another 10 years from now. Those flats that will be the first to be affected are those built by the former Singapore Improvement Trust, or SIT. They are left with a remaining lease of 41 years. So far, only those older flats along Kuan Chuan Street to Eng Huat Street and Seng Poh Lane are conserved. The rest of the flats along Lim Lian Street are not. This does not mean it will not one day. Anyway, they are all on 99 years under the watchful eye of HDB as the landowner. Got conserved or not, doesn't matter, isn't it? This brings me back to my next question. Will the government sell it? Remember, SER is a highly selective scheme limited to precincts with high redevelopment potential. But since they are conserved, this only left with only one alternative, VER. What about other aging flats all around Singapore? How will it be carried out? Will it be like the home improvement program? Will there be at least 75% of residents who vote for it before they VER it? How will they be compensated? Will they be looking at market valuation at the point of VER's announcements? Plus minus some incentive? Will they be given a fresh 99 years replacement flat? Or will lease varies in amount that is tallied with the current valuation? Seriously, I also don't know. I don't have an answer for you. But what I already know is that the next round of government will have to address these tough questions. These are hot potato topics. Any mistake in tackling them will have serious repercussions. Don't play. In the next decade, a fair majority of HDB flats will be aging, just like an aging population. My only parting thoughts to you, to guess where is the next SERS or VERS is very tricky. Although I have identified some that are worth the bet. However, they are still filled with risk as SERS and VERS are driven by the authority and not the private sector. That is why it's almost impossible to guess it correctly. To place your bet into it is akin to gambling. For those who have concern about a depreciating lease, maybe it's time to move on, provided you have the financial means to do so. For those that don't, maybe it's time to right size, especially our seniors, to short lease 2-room flexi flat. HDB built super elderly friendly flats for the masses. Cannot complain really. In other countries, you own self, take care own self. For aging flat, can they still maintain its value over time? Well, based on what happened due to COVID-19, we have witnessed even flats with a shorter lease are shooting up the roof. Everything go up, even for older flats. I can still recall what our founding father famously said, your HDB home value will never drop. Indeed, it's very true. This is after all a speech made by Minister Mentor Lee Kuan Yew at the launch of Tanjung Pagar Town Council Fire's Master Plan and opening of ABC Water at Alexandra Canal on 19 March 2011.
HDB homes, we intend to keep the values of these homes up. It will never go down because it will be renewed, the surroundings will improve, and as Singapore prospers, GDP goes up, the value of homes will go up.
With a huge tsunami of aging flats reaching its tail end of its lease, VERS will be commonplace in the years ahead. How will this impact the overall property market 20 years from now? Here, I reached the end of my video. If you have benefited from my sharing, please help me to share this video around, especially those living in an aging HDB flat. That's all. Thank you for watching.